The supreme cause of all causes, Narayana, is situated in his own abode in the spiritual world. But nevertheless, he controls the entire cosmic manifestation according to the three modes of material nature, Sattva-guna, Rajas-guna, and Tamas-guna. In this way, all living entities are awarded different qualities, different meanings, such as Dharma, Sattva, and Vaishya, and different activities under the institution of Dharma-Sattva. Thus, Narayana is the cause of the entire cosmic manifestation.
Yena sadhamne ami bhava rajasattva-samomaya guna-namak-priya-rupai vibhavanti yathātatam. This is very important thing. How the supreme controller is controlling everything. It doesn't require his personal presence. He is personally present everywhere by his energy. Just like it is now daytime, so anyone can understand that the sun is there in the sky. Only the rascal fools cannot understand. Otherwise, as soon as we see daylight, we may not see the sun. Still, any intelligent man will know there is sun. Similarly, those who are intelligent, they can see there is God by the manipulation of the natural activity. They understand. Now, there is God. So, how God is working, that is known to us, known to us. Parasa-shakti vividhai vasudati. Just like the sun is there in the sky, but somewhere it is cloudy, somewhere there is bright sun, and somewhere mixture, sometimes sunlight, sometimes cloudy. These three things we can see. It does not mean because here in Los Angeles or similar other countries it is smoky, foggy, therefore the sun has no appearance, no. Sun is there. So those who are fortunate, they are getting full sunlight. And those who are unfortunate is covered with clouds. Why is this thing? Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma junit. As we are associating with different qualities, we are put into such condition. If we associate with the Satogun and try to become qualified Brahmana, we can do so. And then everything will be clear. Brahmana means Satogun. So to him, everything is clear. Rajagun, mixture, not clear, and Tamagun, darkness. So these three gunas are working by the direction of the Supreme Personality of God. Mayadhyakshena prakriti shiyatesa characharam. Under my control, Krishna says, so, who are in Satogun, in Brahmana quality, they can understand. Therefore, we are trying to bring some men in the Brahmana quality. Because the whole world is in the rascal quality. therefore attempting to deliver them, to bring to the Brahman court. Therefore he'll find in this temple all devotees, they are in the Brahmana quality. They are not in the rascal quality. It can be raised. That is necessary. If you keep the whole world in the darkness, then how they be happy? They cannot be happy. It is not possible. Tadarajastamo bhava kamalu bhadayastaji. Chita etai anavidyam chita satte prasidati. One has to come to the quality of satago. Then he'll be happy. Otherwise there is no possibility. Kamalu bhadayastaji. If we remain in the passion quality and ignorance quality, then there is no question of peace. And they are trying to bring in peace, keeping men in the tamagun and rajas. It's like if you bring a dozen of dogs and if you teach them, please live peacefully. Will they do? Is it possible? No. The dog, he must bark. So the so-called humanity, philanthropy and so on, so big name, isn't this party, that party, they have no knowledge how to keep men in peace. They are simply by superficial lecture. They want to make the dogs human. Is it possible? No. They must be trained up. Training. If you can, train a dog also can become like a gentleman. Even a dog. And what to speak of the human society. But there is no such training. That is the defect. Therefore, in spite of so much advancement in science, philosophy, and so on, so on, so on, people are barking like dogs. The whole thing has to be changed automatically. Just like when there is epidemic, the physicians, those who are in medical knowledge, they want to keep people unaffected by injection, by this, that, so that the epidemic may not touch. Similarly, the epidemic is going on. But if you keep yourself vaccinated, then it will not touch. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to keep people vaccinated. That is, the infection of Kali Yuga will not touch. This is the movement. They think that Swamiji is very conservative, that he does not allow to smoke him. Some of them think that I do not allow the primary necessities of life. But the rascals do not understand that unless you become purified, you will never have peace, forget peace. All this, it is not possible. Tadarajastamo bhava. So this Krishna consciousness movement means at least to some man to bring in the platform of goodness. At least people will see, oh, here is an ideal class. Then they will try to follow. Jajjadācārati śrīṣṭa tattat eva itarejana. Just like when we started this movement in New York, I was alone. Everyone knows. Then gradually, we are increasing. How increasing? Because there is a class ideal. They are seeing and they are trying to follow. They come forward, please get me initiated. So there must be an ideal class of men in the society. It is not possible that 10% people will become Vaishnava or Brahman. That is not possible. Nature is so strong that it is not. But if there is an ideal class of men, then people will be guided. That is required. Just like brain is required. Without brain, what is the use of this hand, leg? A Brahmana, Vaishnava is the brain of the society. And the Kshatriyas are the hands of the society. Give protection. Whenever there is attack, the hand first of all. Natural, by nature. You haven't got to ask the hand. Automatically, nature is so perfect that if somebody is coming to attack your head, the hands go first of all. Similarly, this Brahmana quality of the society must be maintained. Must be maintained. It is not a fashion. There must be brain. Otherwise, the whole thing is useless. That is going on. Everyone is drunkard, everyone is woman hunter, everyone is motor driver, everyone. What is it? All Shudras, underskilled, fourth class, fifth class men. How they can be happy? So, this should be changed. That is nature's way. Krishna wants this. As it is said here, that guna-nama-kriya-rupai vibhav-banti yathātatham. Krishna wants this. That the human life means the opportunity of understanding Krishna or God. A dog's cat cannot do that. Then if you keep yourself cat and dog, then your life is spoiled. Here is the opportunity. Nature has given you opportunity. Now we can get out of this law, natural law of repetition of birth and death. But the doggy society, they are so foolish, exactly like dogs. They cannot understand even that there is transmigration of the soul, there is soul. It is existing, it is eternal. No discussion about this. All this is a fact. Krishna teaches this thing in the beginning. Dehinasmin yathadehi kaumanajo ulangajara tathadehantara prapti dhirasatanamahiyati. Dhira. Dhira means sova, gentle. Dhirasatanamahiyati. Just like a father, the child is growing, the baby has become now grown up, the boy has now grown up. So father knows that this is my same child who took birth from the womb of his mother, small. Now he is growing or changing the body. So dhīra-sattana. He does not cry, oh, why is my baby, why is my baby? The rascal will say, the dhīra, one who knows things, he knows that the same baby has now grown up. So namahiyati, dhīra-sattana namahiyati. Similarly, when this body is changed, the dhīra-sattana, he knows that the same child who came as a child, now he has grown old. Now his dad means he has accepted another body. Vyasatana. But they are making this heart. Ordinary things, anyone can understand. But Krishna says, Dhirasa, that means, in spite of so much education and advancement, there is no dhira. All adhira. Adhira means no knowledge. Or ruffian, fools, restless, adhira. Now, the other day we were walking in the university, or the California University, in San Francisco, Berkeley University. And somebody told me, I asked her why this tower is covered, because the students sometimes jump from there. So this is education. After taking education, make suicide. After taking education, become hippie. This is not. Why? Why such disappointment? Because they are not made dhīra or dhīra. They are restless. This life, that life, this life, that life. This manufacturer, that manufacturer. So, human society should be trained up how to become dhīra. Who can become dhīra unless he is a devotee of Narayana? Rāva bhaktasya kutu mahadaguna mano ratina asatu dhāvato bahi. If you do not train them how to become a devotee, he will be wandering on the mental plane, concoction, and asatu dhāvato bahi, and he will do something which is asat. Asat means which is not good or which is not eternal, some temporary. Asato ma sadgama. The basic induction is, don't keep yourself in asat. Come to the sat. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Don't keep yourself in the darkness. Come to the light. These are the instructions, therefore we discussed for the last few minutes. Veda pranihitava dharma. You have to follow the Vedic instruction. That is dharma. That is religion. Not that you manufacture something and you become religion. No. We have discussed already. Veda pranihitava dharma. Hi adharma stad viparjaya. If you do not follow the Vedic instruction, that is adharma or irreligious. The Vedic dharma, just like I quoted so many, Vedic, do this. Krishna or Narayana, Narayana Krishna, there is no difference. See, he is doing everything. Everything is in knowledge. Vedaham samiti tani, Krishna. I know everything. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning, janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya. That is absolute truth. It's abhigya. Absolute truth is not a chunk. The chunk all of a sudden become burst and hail creation. So is that very any sensible theory? No. Vela says, avijna. The creation has taken place not from the chunk, but avijna, the person who knows everything. By his brain. So the scientists are now, some of them are realizing that there is a big brain, behind it all, please. And some of the rascals, they are saying that chant. It is not chant. Some being, the supreme being, who has got the supreme brain, he is one. That is not it. Therefore, in the Vedas you will find this instruction, nitya nityanam, cetana cetananam. What is this absolute truth? He is the supreme eternal amongst all eternal. All eternal. But he is supreme eternal. Why supreme? Now, although we are eternal, we sometimes fall down in this material world and become affected, so we forget our eternity. We think that we are subjected to this material loss, therefore death is inevitable. We cannot understand that death can be avoided. Therefore, because we are prone to this forgetfulness, we are not teased. Krishna, although he comes, he is not prone to be affected by this material. There is a difference between. But fools and us can think of Krishna, abhijananti manamuha, manasim tanumasya. He thinks, oh, Krishna is also like this. Krishna is dancing with gopis. We can also find out how gopis are dancing. So, this is called Vaividhi Sadhanamai Gunamai. Here it is said, Guna Nama. So according to Guna, then your name. If you are in the Satoguna, means the mode of goodness, or if you are in Brahmana, or if you are in Satoguna, then you are a Brahman. If you are in a Rajaguna, then you are a Kshatriya. And if you are in Tamaguna, then you are Shudra. And if you are mixed up, you are a Buddha. That's what Krishna says, Chaturvarnamaya system guna karma vibhava. So in this material world, if you want to adjust things, a Vaishnava, he is not using the guna. This is to be understood. Vaishnava is guna-sita. He is above all the guna. The other day, someone is asking, potter. A Vaishnava may work as a potter, but the next moment he can be called towards the deity. The materially, a potter cannot worship the deity. A Brahmana must worship. So how is that? One is working, doll making, and he immediately called, go to the deity room and worship. Because a Vaishnava is gunati. Sagunan samasitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. A Vaishnava is not under this guna. But those who are not Vaishnava, not devotees, they must, according to this law of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, they must walk. Otherwise, there will be disruption in the social order. Varnasankara. Varnasankara means there is no discrimination who is Brahmana, who is Kshatriya, who is Vaishya, who is Sudra. Chaos. Sri-sudhu-sthātu varna-saṅkara-vibhāvati. This is also the start. If you allow the omen to be polluted, then there will be varna-saṅkara. You cannot distinguish who is Brahman, who is Kshatriya, who is Vaishya. Therefore, social order should be adjusted with varna-saṅkara. You have varnasrama. That is the instruction of the Veda. Varnasrama charavata purushena parasrama विष्णु आराध्यते पुंसा नन्न तत्पुरुषो कारण बिकॉज होल प्रोसेस ऑफ लाइफ इज टू अंडरस्टैंड गॉड दिस इज ह्यूमैनिटी दैट इज द एम ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली दिस दैट सेल्स डू नॉट नो इट Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. They are making different goal of life according to their own whim. Satagon, Rajagon, no Satagon, Rajagon, Tamagon. Satagon will understand the aim of life is to reach God. Very subtle. And Rajagon, Tamagon, they do not know. In that way. So Rajagon, Tamagon is तदा रजस्तमो भावा कामो लोभ पीपुल व्हेन दे आर इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय रजोगुण तमोगुण देयर एक्टिविटीज आर काम लस्ट एंड लोभ ग्रीडी द होल पीपुल देयर इज नो सैटिस्फैक्शन देयर इज नो सैटिस्फैक्शन दे आर कमिटिंग sinful activities one after another. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Vikarma means sinful activity. One after another. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Why they are doing all these sinful activities? Just indirectly, simply for sensuality. Think simply for satisfying the tongue. It can be satisfied in so many ways, but little test, they are killing millions of cows daily. I have seen in the airfield. They are eating little way, very little meat, not worth, not lump. but they are little, little eating, and there are millions and trillions of men. So, unnecessarily, cows are drinking. It can, they can tolerate, you know, why should I eat this meat? I can substitute with some other food. There are so many other foods. We have got fruits, we have got flowers, we have got vegetables, we have got... Krishna has given so many things for human use. So, for little taste, why there should be so many slaughterhouses maintained and it become implicated in sinful life? But pramatta, no wrong pramatta, I am all mad after sensibility. No wrong pramatta kurute vikarma. This is not, the killing of animals should be for the uncivilized man. Who cannot produce food, who do not know how to make agriculture, how to cook. The Darwin theory proves that they're throwing some stone and one animal is killed and then they eat. Wow, what is this state? This is this uncivilized. But when you are civilized, when you cut the forest, make it plain ground, and produce food grain, fruits, flowers, and keep the cows, take milk, and from milk you produce so many nice. This is civilization. And if you remain like the old, primitive, uncivilized man, then there is question of eating meat. Otherwise there is no necessity. But because we are not trained up how to become Brahmana, नूनं प्रमत्त कुरुते विकर्म जत इंद्रिया प्रीत है सिंपली फॉर सैटिस्फैक्शन ऑफ इट्सेल्फ द सेम सेक्स लाइफ इज हियर मैरिड लाइफ रेगुलेटेड लाइफ नो दे विल हंट आफ्टर अनदर सेक्स अनदर सेक्स अनदर सेक्स दिस इज अनसिविलाइज्ड आई रिक्वायर सेक्स दैट्स ऑल लाइफ You man, you take one. You woman, all that, you take one. These are the facts. And make progress in Krishna consciousness. Why jumping from this sex to that? That is unfilial. That is, you have to suffer. Therefore, as you see the example, the sun is there, even on this planet. Somewhere you find bright sunshine, and somewhere you find cloudy, and somewhere there is no sunshine in the whole world, here. This is nature's working. So these persons are condemned. One who does not get sunshine, that is mentioned in the sunshine.